Leave Iraq on Wednesday, a move that comes as the Trump administration warns of potential threats against American forces from Iran. The head of the Middle East program at Chatham House, a prominent London think tank, says the U.S. is turning up the heat on Iran. Dr. Lena Khatib.
What we're witnessing at the moment in terms of U.S. activities is pressure on Iran, both economic pressure in terms of the sanctions that have been reimposed, and of course the kind of, I would call it, psychological warfare that is manifesting itself in the deployment of American aircraft carriers, for example, in the Gulf region.
President Donald Trump rejected a report that he is considering sending 120,000 troops to counter Iran. President Trump denying trade talks with China have collapsed and is emphasizing a deal between the two countries fell through.
It had to be a good deal, otherwise we're not making it, because we've been down so low in trade, and other presidents should have done this a long time ago. We can't just make a good deal, and I told that to President Xi, but we had a deal that was very close, and then they broke it.
Trump on Tuesday defended the tariffs he imposed last week on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. China countered Trump's levies by announcing June 1st tariff increases on $60 billion worth of U.S. exports. A government spokesman in Niger says at least 17 Nigerian soldiers were killed and another 11 are missing after an ambush by unknown attackers Tuesday. The attack took place near the village of Tongo in western Niger. A security source told the French news agency that Tuesday's ambush is believed to be a terrorist attack. This is VOA News. The UN envoy for Yemen confirmed Wednesday that Houthi rebels have moved their military forces away from the critical Red Sea port of Hodeidah. This is seen as a positive first step toward easing hostilities in the country's four-year-long civil war. Families who fled the fighting in Hodeidah tell Reuters they hope to return back home. This Yemeni man says the redeployment operation gives us hope that we can return to our homes and live amidst our families again, living in peace. The redeployment, which was agreed to at talks in Stockholm in December, had been repeatedly delayed, but the first phase was finally carried out between Saturday and Tuesday. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has agreed with President Trump's son for him to appear for a closed-door interview in June. The committee is conducting a bipartisan investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election and wants to hear from Donald Trump Jr. for a second time after the president's longtime personal lawyer appeared to contradict statements Trump Jr. made to the panel in 2017. Trump Jr. had backed out of earlier plans to testify again, leading the committee to issue a subpoena for him to appear. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's traveling to three South Pacific Island nations to see the effects of climate change firsthand. He said from Fiji Wednesday, the international community needs to wake up to the realities of climate change.
As we look ahead, your voices will remain crucial in global negotiations. Your experiences underscore the urgency of the threat, and the Pacific has a unique moral authority to speak out. It is time for the world to listen.
The UN leader says he wants to learn about the work being undertaken by island communities to bolster resilience. The U.S. southern state of Alabama's state Senate voted and approved one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country. The ban prevents women from seeking abortions by making it a felony for the doctor to perform the procedure. The only exception allows for abortions in cases where the woman's health is at risk. The birth rate in the United States fell last year to its lowest rate in more than three decades, that according to a federal report released Wednesday. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows 3.79 million babies were born in the U.S. in 2018. That's a 2% drop from the previous year and the lowest total since 1986. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.